Welcome to the 10K Collective podcast. Listen, if you want hacks, my friend, I'm afraid you're in the wrong place. Our philosophy has grown out of the 10K Collective London Masterminds. Members, by the way, make between $500,000 and $7 million a year in e-commerce, most on Amazon. Many have doubled revenue in the last 12 to 18 months. If you're that kind of person, this podcast is made for you. We're not puritanical. We use hacks. We just don't think you should focus on them if you're building a real business. Instead, we focus on what's been proven to work in the group. Real brand building, clear strategic objectives, courageous long-term goals, and long-range thinking. If you like that focus, keep listening. And welcome to the 10K Collective. Hi there, and a very, very warm welcome to the brand new 10K Collective podcast. You can find the show notes, by the way, and helpful links at our home on the web, 10kcollective.com. That's 10K for kilo, collective. This is still linked, by the way, to the site for our sister podcast, Amazing FBA, which we've been running for 3.5 years now and will continue to run, but we're going to focus that more on the needs of those who are new to the Amazon space, pre-revenue or early days. And this is more for the serious business scaling person. So I'm going to keep this fairly short. Most of the podcasts are going to be interviews, and those we'll move on to swiftly. This episode is really just to tell you who we are and who this is for, and a couple of questions like that. So I'm going to do it in the rather cheesy but hopefully helpful form of a few questions and answers. First question, who's this for? It's for business directors, so mostly business owners, but if you work as an e-commerce director, that's fine. You'll also find it very, very valuable. For businesses that are doing 6, 7, and 8 figures a year in e-commerce. For now, it's fair to say we're very Amazon-centric. To be fair, e-commerce as a whole is very Amazon-centric these days, but we will gradually be bringing in more off-Amazon entrepreneurs and experts over the course of the next few months and indeed years. These businesses are probably scaling pretty fast, and your directors are hopefully enjoying the ride. And if they're not enjoying the ride, then maybe if that's you, you need to listen up, because the people that we work with in our masterminds do enjoy the ride. And I think that's a critical part of the process. As an end goal, rather than creating lifestyle businesses, the ideal target listener, I guess, is aiming to create a valuable defensible asset to sell on or to pass into the next generation. And if that sounds fanciful, we have a couple of people in the masterminds who have generationally old businesses, like 3-4 generations old. So that is indeed possible in the retail space even now. So who's it not for? Well, first of all, newbies, those who are pre-revenue, are thinking of selling on Amazon, but not selling yet at all, or in the very early stages of selling. Our sister podcast, Amazing FBA, is the place for you. Just go to amazingfba.com. The other people it's not for, laptop lifestyle followers, and those who believe that you can live on a beach with a laptop and that's a good thing. Now look, holidays are fun and recovering from overwork is fantastic. I'm all in favor as well of travel and learning languages and cultures. I read the 4-Hour Workweek, right, like everybody else, and I liked it. However, as Tim Ferriss himself has admitted multiple times, the least good thing about that book, or the most challenging aspect, was the title. Rather, I felt the value was in challenging assumptions and breaking lazy mental habits than just working as little as possible. There are a couple of big problems with the work as little as possible idea. The first problem is your competitors aren't sleeping while you're playing. You need to stay ahead of the game. While you're sitting on a beach, unless you have an amazing director of e-commerce in place, then that can happen. But yeah, for sure, you can travel. I mean, there's nothing to stop you traveling whilst building an e-commerce business. But the mentality implied by somebody sitting on a beach with a laptop worries me. And if it worries you as well, then you may be the right person to listen to this podcast. The bigger problem is, if you manage to play on beach all day, what meaning have you got to your life? Look at Tim Ferriss's own behavior. His own 4-hour work week lasted maybe 18 months to 2 years, where he traveled around the world and had a little e-commerce business with some Google ads and SEO driving that. And then he was back in the game of marketing, writing books and business as an angel investor. And he's been doing that, as far as I can tell, since. So there's the biggest issues, I believe, based on the evidence that I've seen, that we all need a purpose in life. I don't think the aim is really to escape from the game of life, but to find a game you're good at and enjoy and then win at it. So that is the focus of this podcast. The final person who's not really going to find this is the right place for them is those who are over-focused on hacking the Amazon algorithm. Sure, we'll take hacks, and they can be very useful. They're part of staying in pace with your environment, and we'll be helping you to do that over the next few months. But we don't believe you can build a valuable future-proof business by focusing on things that will change every few months. And apart from anything else, it's very, very stressful and reactive. And it's a lot more fun to build a business that is proof against such things. And I think that is part of the enjoyment of building a business where you enjoy the game rather than just miserable all the time. And let's face it, too many Amazon sellers get miserable. That's not the way to be. You need to find a way of building a business that's robust, that is Amazon proof, that is future proof, and that is fun, or at least, you know, mostly enjoyable, not always fun, of course. But that's one of the things we're definitely here to help you do. So another question you might have is, where do you get your insights from, or, you know, what's your background? So this podcast, The 10K Collective, may be new, but it's built on a lot of my private experiences over the last 3 years or so that have some serious depth in them. Obviously, selling on Amazon myself has given me a real feel for the platform, for what works and what doesn't. And by the way, I'm not really selling that much. I don't do big numbers these days, and that's not what I have to offer, right? Being a member of inside groups, mostly UK Amazon power sellers, has given me some solid insights into what they do and that works, as well as their less successful experiments, i.e., you know, failed products or trying, you know, let's say Amazon ads that didn't work or whatever it is. First and foremost, though, my insights and experience come really from over 20 months work, very intensive work with advanced high growth Amazon sellers who are scaling fast in the 10K Collective London Masterminds, consisting of two masterminds these days, the 10K Collective and the £1 Million Mastermind. Those masterminds consist of monthly or bi-monthly in-depth, in-person debate that's detailed and intensive. Now, talk is cheap, but the members are fantastic at going away to their offices and implementing what they learn, whether that be just some little tactical wins like optimizing their listings, but all the way up to months-long experiments with, say, Instagram influencers, SEO work, or advanced Facebook group strategies, to name but three examples of the things that have been topics for very many months recently in the masterminds. The great thing is the sharing back to the group of what works and what doesn't over the course of several months. That means that members can track people's journeys through their experiments, learn critical lessons, but without having to risk their capital or even their businesses. And sometimes the debate's pretty direct, but we enjoy the rough and tumble and what emerges as some serious insight into what to do to create a sellable business or even one to pass on to your grandchildren. And pretty seriously measurable progress as well. Several businesses are on track to grow 100% since joining, and several are growing at over 40% a year. So that is basically the sort of insight that I aim to bring to you in this podcast. So another question, maybe this is a bit of a pretentious question, what's your philosophy? Maybe that's not a question you'd naturally ask somebody in a bar, but you might, you know, get into a debate where that emerges. So let's cut through to that part of the debate or that part of the conversation. Increasingly, as a whole, the Mastermind members are starting to focus on proven business strategies and thinking from outside the e-commerce space, and definitely from outside the Amazon bubble. That's also something that fascinates me, and I will be doing the odd book summary of really, really fantastic books. So I'm not going to do tons, but the ones we get, I think, are going to be very, very powerful for you. So coming back for a minute to the hack-focused sellers, let's take Jim Collins' findings in his book, Great by Choice. Great by Choice was a great in-depth study that documented companies growing astronomically in value in turbulent and unpredictable markets. And we're talking over 3 decades. So it was a very, like, a generational long slice of life. And what perhaps was predictable was that there were several guiding principles and internal disciplines that great companies followed and which mediocre companies did not. And that definitely includes a strategic level focus, which is something we'll be passing on to you and discussing at great length over the course of the coming months. It's not something to just superficially tick and move on. It's something to really wrestle with intellectually and come to your own conclusions. Now, what's really quite amazing to me, and what surprised Collins, and perhaps particularly surprising to those of us used to the massive changes that Amazon throws at us and the competitors as well, is the following: that the deep business flywheel driving the businesses, and even the specific, if you like, recipes for success which they followed, their practices and principles for their daily actions, actually showed remarkably little change over the decades. And this includes industries like personal computing, incredibly high growth, but very, very fast changing industry in the period that Colin studied, and Microsoft in the period that he studied was an absolutely predominant winner. Of course, since then, Apple has resurged, but Apple's another classic example of a greatly disciplined business. Another industry is the infamous airline industry, which is renowned for bankruptcies and negative return on investment, in which Southwest Airlines made a consistent profit for, I believe, over four or possibly even five decades. Incredible achievement. And we don't believe that Amazon has reinvented the way that business works. If anything, it's kind of the opposite. Our experience is that retailers on Amazon's platform experience an intensified and accelerated version of deeper business trends more than they see a reversal of them or changing of it. It's a hyper-growth, hyper-competitive environment. It doesn't negate the principles of great business building, but rather it accelerates everything even more intensely. So having a strong strategic focus centered around real brand building becomes even more critical to really drive a business forward through choppy waters. So we believe, in short, in following real business principles and strategies and integrating short-term tactics into their rightful place. So what's on offer here? What are we going to be giving you? Well, the main focus of the show is interviews. As I said, I'll do the odd book summary, but the majority is going to be interviews with two types of people. We've already have in-depth interviews recorded with some successful e-commerce sellers, including our own Ashley Pierce from the 10K Collective Mastermind, with many more to come in the pipeline. We're also addressing specific topics for advanced sellers with industry experts, which is the other type of interview. So here's what's coming up. This is just what we've already got recorded, never mind what's scheduled or what we're going to be doing in future. So lots more to come. E-commerce entrepreneurs talking about handling rapid scaling, getting accurate stock management and financial projections. That's such a classic discussion point for any mastermind of serious sellers, as I'm sure you would know if you've been in those. The philosophy behind building a team, which is very interesting. It's not just about always about quick outsourcing. Sometimes it can be. And the STAR principle, Richard Koch's STAR principle, how that dominates business philosophy for certain people. In terms of expert interviews, we've got lots coming up. We've got outsourcing and company culture, Aaron O'Sullivan, how to remove things like customer service, inventory management, and bookkeeping quickly. Quick outsourcing with Connor Gillivan of FreeUp. Talking about money, we got an interview with Ben Chambers on FBA reimbursements, and then we've got an interview with Bruce Mack on funding, raising debt, which can really help fuel growth if used wisely. In the sourcing area, we've got sourcing in China with Ash Monger of IMEX Sourcing, who's been out sourcing in China for 9 years now, and custom manufacturing, getting beyond private label with Ryan Shaffert, who's been out in China, I believe, about 18 years. So real experts in those areas. When it comes to selling your business, we've got interviews with Chris Shipfling and Jason Somerville of Providium, who are Wall Street private equity experts. Really fascinating how the world of private equity is finally waking up to the value of FBA businesses. So one question you might have of me in your mind is, are you selling products and services? Is this another way of putting that question is this going to become a pitch fest? Now, obviously, you'll have gathered by now that, yes, we run masterminds based in London. In fact, we're starting to expand into continental European locations for some meetings. And by design, these are very small groups, maximum 12 members. So we have very limited space in those at any time. So in that situation, I'm not going to be doing a big pitch for that because we just couldn't fulfill all the demand anyway. That said, of course, we are always looking for a handful of really cool people who might be a good fit, who've got the right kind of business. Any people considering that will need to be focused, but fun, very important. And they need to be an owner or director of a business doing between about £500,000 a year to up to about £10 million a year on Amazon mark, and which is growing fast, say 30, 40, up to 100% or whatever a year. So if that does interest you, by the way, you can check the 10K Collective Mastermind out at amazingfba.com/10K10KC. Minimum revenue for that is £40,000 a month in e-commerce. And the £1 million mastermind, which is a minimum revenue of £100,000 a month, is at amazingfba.com/MPM. M for million, P for pound, M for mastermind. So amazing, F for Freddie, B for Bertie, A for alpha.com/MPM. And if you're serious about that, you can join our waiting list by applying and have a proper chat to me, have an interview for that. And if you seem suitable, we'll put you on our waiting list. And as and when places come up, we'll let you know. Equally, obviously, coming back to the question, are we selling stuff? Well, yes, of course, some of our expert guests run services that deal with their specialist areas. You know, how do you think they became so knowledgeable? So they will be sharing some details of that. And if you want to check it out, then you're free to do so. But that said, it's not a pitch fest. Okay, we're not here to hypersell. We believe that giving solid and in many cases, even very deep level advice is a great way to build trust over time in our brand. That's why we run the podcast. And that's what drives our business philosophy. So next steps for you, what to do now. If you like what you hear and think it could be for you, here are a couple of things I'd suggest you do. The first thing is obviously subscribe to the podcast so as not to miss out on all the great content coming up. And by the way, if you're new to podcasts, subscribe to a podcast doesn't mean paying money. It's free, as most podcasts are and always will be. The second thing to do is if you'd like to get uncut audio from the interviews before they're released to the public and to stay in touch with the new podcast, well, we'll keep you up to date with what's getting published, then go to 10kcollective.com and you should be given the opportunity to subscribe to that list as well. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate your time and your attention more than anything else. They say attention is the new currency of the internet. It's the rarest thing in the world. And it's true. Time and attention are getting rarer and rarer. And I really value the fact that you're spending yours with me right now. And we promise that we're going to work very, very hard to give you great return on your listening time and the investment of your energy and attention in us in the coming episode. So stay tuned, subscribe, and stay in touch with us. And thanks for listening. Welcome to the 10K Collective.